we get things rolling this afternoon by welcoming to the show, and right here in the studio, our friend Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, that month flew by, didn't it?
Oh, I tell you. And it's this month is also just going gangbusters between, you know, the end of the school year coming up and lots of field trips. And yeah, it's kind of amazing.
How many are you averaging per week right now when it comes to field trips?
We're typically doing between 3 to 4 groups a day.
Wow.
So it's pretty heavy all the way. Next week is not quite full yet. We have a few slots. And then the following week is pretty full again, which will be the last week of school. So, yeah. It's been busy. It's been great, to get the students in and everything. But I always wish they wouldn't just wait till the very end, that they'd book a little bit earlier, come in, spread it out through the year. But typically spring is always our busiest season. We just kind of plan on that.
Hey, you want people to plan ahead, Sean?
I know. It's a horrible thing to ask, right?
We turn the calendar to the new month tomorrow and new programs here for the month of June, starting this Friday night with Habitat Earth.
Yeah, this program takes a look, of course, at biodiversity and the importance of connected systems here on Earth, everything from microbes and amoebas to mushrooms to whales to humans, birds, all the ways that these groups are connected and how diversity of life is very important for our planet. And so it's a really good, great show, originally created from the California Academy of Sciences, which does a lot on biodiversity and, of course, climate change. So really great show.
Excellent. And then a new family show coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Sesame Street, One World, One Sky.
Yeah, this is the return of a favorite, of course. Join Elmo and Big Bird and learn a little bit about day and night, the moon, and, of course, constellations. So it's a really fun program for the real young children and hopefully helps them overcome maybe some of the fear of the dark that sometimes children have, too. So that's a lot of fun, of course, as well.
And a brand new music show for the month of June.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, of course, is one of those shows that we love to do. And so that'll be our Sunday afternoon music show, which will keep us going. And I do want to plant the little seed about next month, too.
Ooh.
And that is that next month we have a very special 50th anniversary, Dark Side of the Moon, produced with the band and a planetarium out of Leicester, England, so in collaboration. And it's a really fabulous program. We just got it in the other day. I've had a chance to preview it in the dome. It looks incredible. So I'm telling folks to book those tickets early because I do have a feeling we will be selling out for that show. We typically do quite well with Dark Side of the Moon, but this 50th anniversary is going to be for a limited time. So I encourage folks to get tickets early for that.
Well, that's fantastic. Looking forward to that. Also, a lot of special events here in the month of June. On Saturday the 10th, Boom, Baroque Orchestra of Maine.
Yeah, we did a first concert with them last month, and they decided to return. They really enjoyed playing in the dome. It's really nice to hear live music in the dome, and of course, classical music goes very well in that environment, set to some really nice, very calming astronomical visualizations. So Heidi Powell, their sort of preparer, is going to be back, and she's going to be doing a solo concert, a violin concert, with the works of Bach and Bieber, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for folks. And again, that's on June 10th, Saturday at 5 o'clock, which is perfect because you can come in, see a concert and then maybe go and get yourself some dinner, spend that time outside afterwards. Really nice way to spend a weekend. Great date night activity.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. And then, of course, students will be out of school in a few weeks, and that just means, you get a different kind of busy because you've got summer matinee shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah, we kick off our matinee season on June 19th, starting off with Magic Tree House, one of the favorites. And then, of course, every day the program changes. So look at our website because, we'll constantly rotate through. But those summer matinees at 2 p.m., they'll go all the way through the end of August. A whole variety of titles, both titles for younger children, titles for sort of general audiences. So it's a great way if it's too hot for you outside, for instance, that's a great way to get out of the heat. Or if it's raining, it's a great way to come in and enjoy the dome that way. But it's a nice thing for families during the summer months and also, keeping kids engaged in some science as well.
That's excellent. Sean Latch with us from the Versant Power Astronomy Center. What's up there in the skies for us to check out in the month of June, Sean?
Well, right now, of course, we're going to be having a strawberry moon coming up this weekend, the full moon coming up with that. But then we also have right now Venus and Mars are moving closer and closer together over the month. Right after sunset, look over in the western sky. Venus, exceptionally bright, third brightest thing you'll see after the sun or moon. And Mars just passed it. Right now, it's basically they're sort of right between Gemini and Cancer. And it almost looks like Gemini is a triplet instead of a twin there in the night sky with Venus being right beside it, but a brighter twin, if you will, or triplet in the group. So we have some nice, and then of course, right now, as we're moving into summer, the Milky Way comes into prominence. So I'm really encouraging folks to get out, take a look at the Milky Way. Right now, in early, sort of early June, you're probably having to stay up till around 11 o'clock. Because it gets dark much later. So I'm actually doing some stargazing events out at the Salt Cottages and also the Claremont Hotel. And, I'm telling folks, we'll start right around 9:30 or so, 9:15, 9:30, because it does, our days are getting longer and longer, of course, as we're approaching the summer solstice, mm-hmm. which is going to be on the 21st this year at 10:57 in the morning. That's the first official day of summer, the longest day and shortest night of the year. So our days are going to continue to get longer all the way till then, and then they'll start to shorten back up again.
Where's the best place in the sky to get a good view of the Milky Way?
You want someplace as dark as possible, and ideally you wouldn't want to do that this weekend when you have a nearly full moon there and full moon there, because of course nearer to a new moon is the best time to be looking for the Milky Way. But if you can get out, Katahdin Woods and Waters is really exceptional. They're an international dark sky preserve, but even Hirundo Nature Preserve, up by north of Old Town is really great too. Really just any place that you don't have too many lights around. But again, as we get into summer really, particularly July and August, the best times to see the Milky Way here in the Northern Hemisphere for us, when we're looking right into the center of the galaxy. So
that's amazing. That's great stuff there. Have you you caught up on your rest after your trip to Australia yet?
Yeah, thankfully there was no travel in May, which was nice to be back and just sort of, catching up on stuff. Busy with school groups and sort of starting to plan. We're talking again with True North Theater about some things for next year. So we'll probably have another play in the Dome. And we're gearing up. Summer is one of those seasons where we start to do some production and start looking for our new shows for next year and things like that. So, kind of gearing up for that. But May has been nice, just lots of school groups and, the regular routine, which is good.
Absolutely. Well, you can visit the website at astro.umaine.edu and check out what's going on in June and beyond at the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Maynard Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Sean, great to see you as always.
Great to see you guys.
We'll see you next month.
Sounds great.
Slow it down a little bit so it doesn't go quite so fast.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Thank you.